Greg, a fine 3-0 victory over Queen of the South in the semi-final of the Reserve League Cup, so you must be delighted with that.
Oh yeah, delighted with it. It's been a good cup campaign for us. You know, we've had a mixed bag of players over the last 4 or 5 games playing in the cup. We've had some experience and the games we've not had. The experience does help the younger players. We're always going on about that. The Queen's Park game, albeit it was full of younger players, and it was a good test for them. So they're learning all the time. You know, from my point looking in out the academy, the reserves, it's great because you've got Paul McGowan playing today. You've got Hara McCann, Todorov, Paul Allen coming back for his first game since August, and you've got the experience we owe to and Miller Fenton too. So there's a good balance there and a good mix, and it's just feeding the young boys into that system. And you know, it worked again today.
Yeah, and you had Ewan McLeod there in the centre of defence.
We did.
Experienced.
Ewan's been doing really well as a centre midfield player, you know, but with Paul Allen playing there, they're very similar players. So, you know, with him doing so well in the 18s, you know, we felt like to put him back to centre back, he could get in the ball and play a wee bit. Took a wee bit of time to get into the game, looked a bit nervy at the start, but as you see in the second half, he started growing in confidence and did well.
Yeah, but Queens didn't make it easy for you, really started pretty brightly and direct,
they? Yeah, they were. They were picking us off a wee bit, playing in behind. We got caught. I think they had about 7 or 8 corners in the first 15 minutes, which was quite hard to deal with. They had good deliveries, they had a bit of pace. But, you know, as the game calmed down a wee bit and settled down, we started having a foothold on the game. McGowan was getting on the ball and Paul Allen. You know, and then, you know, we sorted out at half time the way we pressed and how we got about it. In the second half, you know, that was us. That's how I thought we should have been playing the first half. But as anything, you know, it takes a wee bit of time for the game to settle. And when it settled, you know, there was only one team that was going to win that game, and it was us.
The opener came at the right time, just when you were needing it, probably.
It did. It was a great goal for Kevin. They played quite a high line. I think it was a little give and go down the side, and Kevin got beyond them. And he got to the byline, had they just cut back and put in the corner. You know, it was a typical O'Hara finish. I remember one he had a few years ago at Alava when he scored his hat-trick. It was very similar to that. But it was great. The boys' attitudes coming back down from the first team to play today, their attitude was fantastic. I can't ask for any more.
Yeah, and a nice goal for Rowan. Are you in 0-2 as well?
Aye, it was a great move that. It came for a corner. You know, we'll turn around and say to the boys on the bench, you know, sometimes corners aren't written down and you don't have to do that. And it was a corner that they did off the cuff. It worked. It was a great play. I think it was McGowan that started it, and I think it was Paul Allen that got in behind or whatever, with a simple finish. But there was a lot of good play, a lot of good times. We got to the byline and we cut back, and you know, there was a lot of good movement. You know, Andrew again, you know, caused problems for them. Taylor Sutherland when he came on caused problems. Jake when he came on caused problems. You know, Big Toddy's always a target, he's always a threat, and McCann's running power does help. You know, and we saw the impact O'Hara had last week with the first team, you know, coming on in the wide area, and certainly today. He's a handful. They're in a good place now, you know, winning's a habit, I keep saying that. And it's drip feeding through the club right now, it's good.
Yeah, and as you just highlighted, those youngsters that play in the under-18s really came on and looked the part when they came on.
They did, and that's what we're always saying to them. You know, we always want them to demand and get on the ball and express themselves. You know, me looking as an 18s coach, looking at them, you want to see more from them at times. But there's always a settling in period. There's a bit of nerves there too with them. But, you know, I'm proud of them. I'm happy with them. You know, they're in a good place right now. And the future is looking bright for the younger players coming through at Dunfermline.
Can we be confident in the final against Kilmarnock?
Well, Kilmarnock are always a handful. I know 18s are a handful, and I know they've got a lot of experience there, and a lot of boys aren't playing first team. We know what we'll face. It's another day, right? It's a good experience for the boys, and a lot of the boys in that dressing room have never won anything, so it's an opportunity to try and win something, albeit them being young or being older in their career as well. So, you know, it's a final. You know, you want to win every game you play. You know, I don't know where the final is. Somebody mentioned to Hampden, but
no idea.
I didn't even want to say that to the boys in case they thought I was at it. But I don't know. We'll take it as it comes. Eh? There's a lot of games that's going to pass by before then. And, you know, squads will change. And, you know, just the good piece is the young boys are learning for the older boys. The older boys are coming back and doing a really, really good job with them. So, you know. Overall, a good performance and a good win.
A really good one to look forward to.
It is. It's exciting. It keeps the season going. We'll prepare for that as normal.